What's the one thing you would want to tell your family and those closest to you about the meaning of your life? What urgent message would you want to pass along as the essence of everything that you've learned and that you've been about? For Jesus, there's no question that the message is love. You might ask then, since we are disciples of Jesus, how it is that we can get so messed up about this central concept, this key and defining characteristic of Jesus, who is the ultimate creative and life-sustaining power of the universe, all from love. But he does give us the answers to all the important questions. What should we do? Why should we do it? How should we do it? And what will be the evidence if we do love? So first is, what should we do? And it's very simple. Love one another as I have loved you. That's pretty clear, and we could leave it there. But it is informative about Jesus' teaching method to see how his message of love grows and evolves during his ministry. He takes people where they are, and he takes us where we are. Early in his ministry, his message is, love one another as you love yourself. You take care of your body, think of love like that. Love others like you already love yourself. You can do that, can't you? Sure you can. So later on, especially with those closest to him, as they have become really close to him, the ones he is mentoring into a way of life, he says to them, now I want you to love one another the way you have come to love me. Don't keep it to yourself. The final stage of learning to love, though, requires that you to give of yourself. For God to be truly and fully present in the world, you must love the way I love. We must love the way Jesus loves. So why should we do that? Essentially, we must love one another because it is Jesus' command to us. He says, you must love not because you like it or because you get something from it, but out of obedience to me. That's what I do, he says. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now I command you to do the same. But obedience, for that's what it is not like a soldier, in this case, for his commander, or like a slave for his master. It is like a friend from whom you hold nothing back, someone who is intimately close to you, with whom you share your life. I am in the Father, he says, and the Father who is love is in me. That's what abide means. It is to be attached to the tree which sustains our lives. So to be obedient to Jesus is to be obedient to love itself. How should we do it? Well, this is where the rubber meets the road, as it were. You see, no one has greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. That doesn't mean that you have to earn Jesus' love by giving up your body. It means that that's what love looks like. And of course, the exclamation point that Jesus puts on this lesson is to show his disciples then and now by his passion, by his cross, where he holds nothing back. And what will be the result if we love like that? We see that there is a reward. It's not like a lollipop for a child helping with the housework, but that obedience to love has its own reward. Jesus will hold nothing back from us. Jesus explains, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. All of the anxiety and stress we experience will be transformed into the joy of knowing that we have abided in love and that love abides in us. It takes us over. This is what the saints all know, despite whatever terrible circumstances that they find themselves in. Finally, Jesus promises, the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name, it says. Now, we can see that in the Acts of the Apostles, when they're looking to replace Judas, and they have the two men there, one of them who is Matthias, who ends up being the one who is chosen, that's what they were doing. The Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. And they make sure that they don't decide based on worldly criteria. They go straight to the Lord and they ask, what should we do to replace Judas, who couldn't bring himself to trust Jesus like that? So what did they do in obedience to Jesus, who is love? Well, Peter exercised the authority that Jesus had placed in him. He stood up amongst the believers. He interpreted the scriptures through the lens of Jesus, who is love. So everything comes back to Jesus. And then they asked the Lord to show them the hearts of the two men. And they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two that you have chosen. They didn't vote based on human criteria. They didn't give speeches and go with the best orators like the Greeks might have or like Greek tradition might have. It says they prayed and then they cast lots for the two candidates. This was not like a game of chance, but a traditional way of discerning God's will once they had prayed. First of all, give it over to God. So what should we do? Love, of course. Why should we do it? Out of obedience to the Lord of love, who has commanded us. How should we do it? Enter onto that path, little by little, where we ask for help every day to hold nothing back and to do God's will out of obedience to love, to make Jesus our all in all, as Scripture says. And what will be the result if we do? Jesus says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. And we can think of Jesus as being the one who chose Matthias. We don't know a lot about Matthias, but we know that he, like the others, was faithful to his apostolic ministry, that he trusted in Jesus, and that we have bishops in the world today, probably, who can draw their line of succession back from St. Matthias himself. But I also think today of Mary Magdalene at the tomb. She recognized Jesus when he called her name. That's kind of what it means to be chosen. Matthias was chosen, his name and his person. And Mary, who heard Jesus call her name, and that's when she recognized him, the Lord of love. So we might say that we hear today Jesus saying, I appointed you to go and bear the fruit of love. It's not an easy path, but can we trust that the Lord of all, who held back nothing from us, wants to give us everything so that his joy may be in us and so that our joy might be complete?